This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. High on the list of things experts say will help cut healthcare costs is the not-so-simple act of sharing patient information. There is, to be sure, money to be made and customer satisfaction to be gained by making sure everybody knows what they need to know. Still, plenty of doctors say they aren't getting the information they need to help their patients. From the Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein digs in to find out why.
We talk a lot about sharing medical information. For Dr. Neil Weinberg, it's more than numbers and files. It's essential to helping a person be well.
Not having immediate, accurate information in one chart can lead to complications for the patient. They could die. They could be pretty sick and end up back in the hospital with other problems.
That seriousness helps explain why doctors and hospitals around the country have begun to share information. Welcome to the dull roar of this server farm at the University of Pennsylvania. In all, the Penn Medical System uses 600 servers to exchange patient data. Chief Medical Information Officer Dr. Bill Hansen ticks off the list why Penn is only sharing as much as they do right now.
There's sort of a yin-yang of the desire to exchange information and protect information. There are also the politics of working with competitors.
We've been hearing about these issues, technical kinks, patient privacy, collaborating with competitors, for a while now. New data shows more than half the groups who are trying to better manage care through what are called accountable care organizations say they can't get timely patient data. And if those folks who have every economic incentive to get that information can't, there's a serious problem. University of Michigan professor Julia Adler Milstein says figuring out how to cut through the challenges is key.
You need complete information to ensure that care is safe. You need complete information to ensure that care is effective. You need complete information to ensure that care is efficient and not wasteful.
Given the potential to improve health and lower spending, Adler Milstein says we must learn which challenges are really blocking up the data. One problem, she says, is that electronic health record companies are making it difficult to connect with other health record companies.
We don't have good empirical data on that, but you just sort of can hear the chorus of complaints, you know, from anyone you talk to about how hard it is.
Adler Milstein says one solution is to create a consumer's report of sorts for doctors and hospitals to show which electronic records companies make sharing easier. Dr. Ira Nash, an executive with North Shore LIJ Health System on Long Island, says it may be time to change the idea that doctors are in charge of all this stuff.
You want the patients in the middle. They're the consumer. We exist to serve their needs. Why should we own the data?
By its nature, much of medicine is guesswork. But when it comes to patient data, Michigan's Adler Milstein wonders, why not take some of that guesswork away? I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.